We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Esports Rewind Podcast. Same time, same day, every single week, breaking down esports and gaming news. It's been, yes, a nutty week yet again. Zan, you're looking nutty yourself in that kind of shirt. I'm jealous, man.
What do you mean? I feel like you're always blown away as soon as I put a collar on one of my shirts.
I mean, like, yeah, you put any kind of tropical print. Dude, I have a shirt like that. And
yeah, you do. Very similar, actually.
I know. I'm waiting for summer months to actually put it back on. But once I do, we can be matchy-match.
See, well, like, unfortunately, I'm too much of a fashion person. I can't. Let that happen.
Yeah, I know. If I walk out of my way, you'll go back home.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I've literally done that with friends before where we've been wearing the same thing, and I'll just be like, you know what? Give me 5 minutes. Let me.
And I'm definitely the friend that's always like, I want to match you guys, though. And then no one ever wants to match me. So it's understandable.
If it's intentional, I'm about it. If not, I'm like,
But either anyway. Back into the game in esports, obviously a nutty week. You ready to break this one down?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, folks, let's give her a listen. Let's roll. And not to start off on a sour note or a solemn note, but certainly one of the bigger stories this past week needs to be talked about.
I know where you're going with this.
And
yes,
needs to be covered as well. One that was seen headline after headline. It was the unfortunate murder. It was the taking of life of a female Call of Duty Mobile Pro player known as Soul. And unfortunately, her life was taken away by a fellow Call of Duty player. I thought we probably should be talking about this. Obviously, a heartbreaking story and a horrifying one at that, that kind of traversed the entire Call of Duty scene and even into mainstream news.
Yeah, I think it is truly demonstrative of how big this story is. This happened in Call of Duty Mobile, and nobody's talking about it as Call of Duty Mobile. That divide is so strong. Every piece of news, regardless of what it is separated into entirely different communities. It's Call of Duty, it's Call of Duty Mobile. This one is just all Call of Duty. Everybody's coming out in support. Everybody's being there saying, hey, this is horrific. We cannot allow this to happen. I think this is the first intentional harmful act I can think of in this nature in recent memory in esports.
Yeah, and unfortunately we have seen things like the Madden case now a couple years back. We've seen bomb threats. We've seen really, really terrifying and horrifying headlines come out of the gaming space. But to your point, this one just being a premeditated, as it has been reported now, a premeditated and confessed to murder, a guy and fellow player who even recorded the instance and sent it to other group chats.
I think what really makes this one stand out, to your point, as opposed to other similar incidents where we've had bombing, stuff like that, is that this was an individual. This was not somebody mad at an event, a game, whatever. This was somebody mad at an individual and going out of their way to ruin a life. And you know, it is truly that hits differently. Let's say that.
Yeah, and especially when we do cover, you know, a string of sad stories from here and then. Mm. But it's just it's never an enjoyable thing to talk about, especially the way you put it. It's the taking of a life, right? It's kind of something that's always hard to grasp as a human, especially the more you think about it. A 19-year-old girl lost her life this past week. And, you know, it's crazy to think that it was a part of the community we are in, but we saw that response as well. And nothing but thoughts and prayers go out to her family and her friends.
I am so, so, so proud of our industry for how they have come out in support, when in the darkest moments, you know, like we so many times I'm ashamed of how we handle really sensitive situations that should be handled better, but I am proud of us this week.
And, you know, again, another unfortunate storyline. That did pass in the news as well. A 19-year-old female Call of Duty Mobile pro player lost her life this past week. Rest in peace to soul. And again, thoughts and only going out to her friends and family.
Okay, Jake, to turn things around a little bit, I'm actually really happy with the topics I brought this week, just in light of that last one, because these are both things that I'm super excited, super passionate about. I can get heated, talk about this stuff for literally the next 5 hours if I wanted to. But I'm gonna try to condense it.
Yeah, let's not do 5 hours.
Yeah, let's try to avoid. That'll be our new podcast.
Yeah, yeah, the 5-hour podcast where we talk about one story.
you know, fighting games. You've heard of the concept, right? This is the good old Street Fighter.
I know
Fighter
they're your
us.
Favorite, that's yeah, for sure.
Fighting games are my favorite genre in the world, but I hate them the most of any genre in the world as well. Because the reason fighting games don't make money, the reason our tournaments don't have huge prize pools, the reasons we aren't a bigger community when we could be, is because of that huge barrier to entry with every fighting game, right? It's much harder to start playing a fighting game as a new person to fighting games than any other game in the world, I'd say. It's right up there with Dark Souls. It's a complete mindset shift, I'd say. But once you get in there, it's fine. Brawlhalla is just doing away with all of that. It's simplifying everything down immensely. Not only is it free to play, not only are the movesets drastically simplified, so you only really have to learn 13 movesets and a couple specific things, and it's more about learning the way the game works and not like, oh, I've got to learn all these super aggressive, intense mechanics, and I've got to memorize them, and I've got to watch these things that happen in literal frame seconds. Like, you've got to watch frames in fighting games. There's no other game series where in able to get in the door, you have to pay attention to frame data. You know, it gets rid of all of that, makes it easy to pick up. And because of that, Brawlhalla is the biggest fighting game on any platform. Literally millions of concurrent players, where top games like Street Fighter struggle to get like thousands, hundreds of thousands at times, you know. Of course, high-level fighting games do fantastically at times, but they don't maintain that all the time. Games like Brawlhalla are consistent. And because of that, as much as I'm never going to get into Brawlhalla.
You're going pro.
No. It's too simple for me. There's depth. I know. I've watched the tech. The matches look hype. It's not Guilty Gear. If you're a fighting game player, you understand where I say Brawlhalla is not Guilty Gear. I need Guilty Gear. But the thing is, though, guess how much money Brawlhalla has in its prize pool for 2021 for esports.
Well, this could be tricky because compared to other fighting games, I'm in a low ball just so I don't know.
Yeah, which is totally fair.
I'd say a few $100,000.
$1 million.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like a lot in the general esports scope, right?
But in the fighting scene.
The total amount of earnings from Evolution 2020, or Evolution overall, Evo being the World Championships, the Fortnite World Cup equivalent, League of Legends World equivalent, Dota 2 the international equivalent, biggest event in fighting games, period. Evo in its entire lifetime, over 25 years, total earnings, $1.8 million.
Over
20 years.
Oh, okay.
Over 20 years. Over
not just
25,
1 year.
Over 25
okay,
plus
I,
years.
I knew it was low. I didn't know how. Okay.
Over 25 plus years, total earnings, according to esportsearnings.com is where I got that data from. $1.8 million in 1 year. Brawlhalla is providing $1 million. How is a free-to-play fighting game that most fighting game players skip over is instantly becoming more profitable, more successful, doing a better job of supporting people's entry into the scene than all of the others?
I mean, that's not
it's
a question
wild.
I would know.
It's
not,
wild.
It's not my space.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I know I've been rambling a lot, but this is just something truly fascinating that I realized this week. And I think this is going to be the paradigm shift where people are going to look at this and go like, oh, shit, it can be done.
Do you think other fighting games will follow suit with prize pools?
I hope so. I hope they'll get to that point
Nintendo?
Where they can. Nintendo, no. Nintendo's not. Forget about Nintendo. They don't exist anymore in the esports space. That's the healthier approach to take mentally. Move on to Brawlhalla. Brawlhalla is actually just like Smash Brothers. Has just as big a roster. Just for play.
Are we going to do a hashtag ad on this? Or
I know.
Because you've been going on.
I know. But like, this is just such like... I've the whole reason I gave so much context initially was try to explain how monumental this is for our scene to have a game like this come forward and all of a sudden be successful. Street Fighter is one of the most popular, profitable games in the world, globally. Overall franchises, they can barely get prize pools together. You know, it's they're trying, they're making an effort, but it's not even anywhere close, really, long term. And of course, recent years, much better. But Brawlhalla
could be changing the fighting game scene.
Yeah, it's already happening, low-key. And I want to end on is I'm excited. I can't wait for fighting games to become more accessible. I can't wait to get to a place where I can tell Jake, hey, come play some Guilty Gear with me. Trust me, you don't need to spend the 500 hours so we can play together.
It might be a few years, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level, or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As a part of the program...
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
To receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all of the listening platforms. And the best part is, you can get all of this for only $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting site would charge you just for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to leveling up your sports podcasting experience. Acceptance of the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for the episode to find out more, but that's bwhustle.com/join.
Like any good team, hiring the right employees for your front office is just as important as recruiting the best players for the game. That's why you need Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Post, screen, and interview all on Indeed. Get your quality shortlist of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description faster. Only pay for the candidates that meet must-have qualifications and schedule and complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
And next up, it's an unfortunate issue which does continue on Twitch, that being swattings, a lot of which do happen live. Luckily, we can announce that, you know, it has not resulted in any harm so far, but the number of these so far throughout late 2020 stemming into 2021, it continues to be a gigantic issue on the Twitch platform, and a FaZe member was unfortunately the latest victim of a swatting live on stream, that being Nate Hill, well known for his rise in the Fortnite space, obviously tied to FaZe Clan as well, as during a recent stream, he too was swatted live. It's always kind of terrifying to think about it. It's also terrifying to see the reactions when someone is streaming, headset on, in the game itself. You hear a knock or you hear police are here, and And whatever ensues afterwards, you just don't know. And it's just, I can't imagine experience that I don't ever want to have to go through.
Yeah, I think I would just give up. To be honest, like I would just think I am dying now. That's just what's happening.
I mean, you wouldn't really know what to think, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's I can't imagine being in such a horrific moment where your whole future is dependent upon the fact that whatever police officer breaks into your room under the assumption that you are a threat, they have been told that you are a concern.
You are pretty much leaving your life in the hands of a police officer you never met.
Yeah.
You don't know. And you don't also know what he was told about you in
exactly.
the swatting.
Yeah. And you just got to hope. You got to pray.
You got to just...
That they take a second and that they put their own life at risk. Because let's be real. That's what the cops are doing in this situation in their minds. Because like if they're told that, hey, this guy is in a room with a gun... They go into that room thinking there is a chance that I could get shot. Mm-hmm. So that's a very different mindset.
So they're on edge.
Yeah.
It's a horrifying circumstance.
I could not imagine doing that to another individual.
Right? Yeah. Let alone going through it. So luckily, Nate Hill is okay. He was just the second one in the past week, let alone, I believe, the seventh one in the past 5 months. So if there is any way for Twitch to try and resolve this issue, or you know, when you're signing up for an account to give more personal information that way. But again, tracking this stuff down, it is very difficult. Not going to place that on
it's
Twitch.
It's hard, yeah.
But you have become almost a hub of where streamers get swatted. Oftentimes they belong to Twitch. So if there's anything that can be done.
Yeah, I think at this stage, the question becomes not, can we find the instant 100% solution? It's what roadblocks can we put in the way to make this harder?
Yes.
What can we make to mitigate the solution for the next person who this might happen to tomorrow? Who cares about what happens in 6 months? Let's keep somebody else from potentially dying tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. We will see if Twitch can do anything. We will see if these things slow down. Unfortunately, so far throughout this year, that is not the case.
Mm. I would just like to apologize, Jake. I know this is not your topic.
Is this more on fighting games?
No, it isn't. I promise. I couldn't do two fighting game topics in 1 week. Please, I wouldn't do that to you. Might be something worse, though.
Oh, God.
It's about Final Fantasy.
Dude, are you... Know your audience, bro.
I am. I'm talking to the Fortnite, the Warzone, the Call of Duty Mobile audience.
At the very least,
it's
a Battle Royale, I assume you're talking about.
Yes, I am. I'm talking about the Final Fantasy Battle Royale, who, as soon as I saw that announced... Okay, so I forget who linked it in chat. Maybe our uploader, Isaac.
I believe.
Yeah. He linked the trailer to Final Fantasy. Their publisher, Square Enix, just announced that Final Fantasy is getting its own Battle Royale on mobile with guns and everything and the magic and all the cool Final Fantasy stuff you want, right? And I saw that. And immediately I was like, well, I mean, that's done. That is that industry sorted. Final Fantasy has just won the game. They are now the new top game. Because realistically speaking, all Final Fantasy has to do is reach the same minimum level of quality as PUBG, Call of Duty Mobile, etc., right? And then do its own unique stuff as, you know, Final Fantasy being one of the highest grossing video game franchises in history. Mm-hmm. I think it's the 12th highest off the top of my head of all time. Globally, big, big name with a real story and real music and real hard key attachments to people. I know friends who have straight up had the legitimate conversations of, will I name my kid after a Final Fantasy character?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's not happening with Call of Duty. That's not happening with PUBG. That's not happening with Fortnite.
People That's
have,
facts.
They have a deep attachment to
Final
Fantasy.
I'm not
going to
name my daughter Renegade.
Yeah, right? I'm not going to name my boy Jonesy. That's not happening.
I don't even know any, like, mini COD names.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Soap. Yeah. And call my boy Ghost.
Yeah. that's what I was thinking about next.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, Ghost? Like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah. I swear on my life, I've had a legitimate, serious conversation with a friend about whether or not they should name their daughter Tifa. That's just where Final Fantasy is in global people's relation to it. So
Which all, I ain't judging.
All they have to do, all this game has to do is be minimum level good. Have an esports program with money to support it. Let's be real. Final Fantasy's got all the money in the world.
Yeah, they're going to make money, too.
They got bank. And all they have to do is be minimum level good and then just tell people, hey, this is just like every other Battle Royale game, but you can be Cloud and you can use his weapons. And then that's the start and the end of the conversation.
I am curious how the whole weapon system will work, though, because, you know...
Yeah, it's interesting.
You know, their battle royales are known for everyone has, you know, a randomized shot at different loot pools, mm-hmm. so... You just throw everyone's weapons in there, and all of a sudden,
I imagine so. Yeah,
got a bunch of superheroes.
You know, it would be super dope if, like,
how do you tone it down?
If Cloud's special sword only shows up at, let's say, you wait 10 minutes and the bubble decreases, and all of a sudden, hey,
yeah,
Cloud's sword is over
here. I don't
know.
Fortnite had a sword too, dude.
Yeah, no, but like, yo,
didn't work out well.
I think not gonna lie, I have way more faith in the Final Fantasy.
Is it
Dev
mobile
team.
Only?
Mobile only for now.
So probably less complaints.
Yeah,
mobile
yeah.
crowd just seems.
And
to
once
just
again, this is not a statement I'd be making in terms of Final Fantasy taking over the industry. If I was talking about console, there's stuff like Warzone to compete with. Right now, it's just PUBG Mobile.
Yeah.
It's Fortnite. It's like Garena, Free Fire, which, you know, all fantastic, great games.
They're all succeeding in their own regards.
Yeah,
so there
yeah.
seems to be some extra room.
Yeah,
in
Yeah, there
space.
There definitely is. I'm not saying people are going to stop playing these games altogether.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is. Not if this game can get the general battle royale audience, just a little bit of them, they've already kind of got me. Already yesterday, this game, just its announcement, I don't like battle royale games. I objectively, this is just not my type of gaming experience. I downloaded Fortnite, opened it up once, and jumped once, uninstalled it, hated it. I was like, never playing this again. I'm just, it's not me for me. No hate, it's not my game. I'm already interested in this game, and I've got dozens of my friends who are already like, I know these people actively do not care about any battle royale, but they're all like, oh.
Yeah, why not, right?
Like, I've got friends who straight up like, should I buy a new phone, like, to play this game?
It's kind of the same way I feel about, like, if Halo were to get a battle royale. Like, these are your favorite games, and all of a sudden, they are adding a battle royale. So it's like, why would you not at least give it a shot?
Mm-hmm.
And then to your point, just do a decent job.
It's all you really have to do.
It's not like on mobile, there's some, again, they're great games, they do so well, but it's not like the bar is set super, super high.
Mm-hmm.
And so just don't mess up out of the gate. Give yourself some traction. Give it a go. Make money on skins.
And Final Fantasy, real talk. No other game is going to compete with Final Fantasy and skins. Final Fantasy straight up has the best fashion in gaming, period. Final Fantasy does collection with for real, legitimate fashion houses.
Yeah, I remember.
With like Gucci and stuff.
Yeah, I remember. Like years ago we talked about that stuff.
This is because they make good best skins in gaming. I swear. Just wait. This game is going to be dangerous.
You are hyped on fighting games and hyped on Final Fantasy.
I haven't even got to the game that I'm most excited about this week, because it's not even vaguely related to esports, but I think it might just be like the most groundbreaking thing I've played. And
you
like
are, you are on one today.
It's been a week.
So we will see if Final Fantasy and their battle royale can compete with some of the other best ones out there. Zan says yes. I say,
I say, yo, if I was at PUBG, I'd be having some very concerned phone calls right now.
I'm just going to name my daughter Tifa. So we'll see what happens. And very lastly, very briefly, very shortly, a discussion that you and I had this past week, thanks to some leaks out there, some major leaks at that.
Shout out, Chelsea. I'm sorry.
Which
I love
we rarely see. And that's going to be with FaZe Clan, in case you guys did miss it, somehow all over the Reddits now as well. It was actually originally posted to an Instagram story.
Mm-hmm.
That being a simple video of a schedule. The FaZe VP of content, unfortunately, shows this screenshot. People of the internet had already posted this all over. I was sent it several times. In that screenshot, if you just so happen to zoom in, people see an announcement for FaZe Clan to be entering Rocket League, something they have talked about, by the way, stretching back to early 2020. Them, alongside 100 Thieves, were two of the prominent names who had hinted at, like, this is what we want to go into next. Lee Trink has also talked about this in Q&As just months ago, and it seems now borderline official. FaZe Clan will be entering Rocket League.
Which I think is, first of all, let's just say, phenomenal news. I think it's, like you said, we've been talking about for a while. This news we've been very excited to see. Rocket League has so much potential, so much accessibility. I think it's a phenomenal game. Great game for FaZe to be entering into. I can't wait to see what kind of content, what kind of personality they bring to Rocket League. I think FaZe Clan being involved is exactly what Rocket League needs to get to that next level.
I would agree, because we know they're already on their way to being the next level.
Yeah, they're there. They're headed there.
And
definitely.
The thing is, the problem we run into, we want to cover Rocket League.
Yeah, 100%.
But it's one of the nicest, most drama-free, controversial-free scenes out there. And that's not to say that FaZe Clan is going to automatically bring controversy,
right? Of course.
They're still signing Rocket League pros, who are, among, I would say, amidst the nicest guys you ever meet.
Here's the way I would put it, right? With Rocket League, there's no speculation. People just have conversations, you're like, oh, here's what's up. There's nothing to dive into.
If
it's just
someone's
like,
yo, you're the better team, they just go, yeah, you're right. Like,
yeah,
you're awesome too, though.
They're just like, oh, hey, thanks, guys. You know, I really enjoyed playing against you.
Yeah,
that was cool.
There's no cuss
words. You know what? That is so, it's so nice to see. I love seeing that.
I know we love to see it, but no one loves to talk about it.
Exactly. Because you don't need to talk about it. Like, I think the conversation only happens even because we're just like, in comparison to every other scene, it's so wild to see.
Half the things we cover, we can only cover because someone takes a harsh stance and says a cuss word about it, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, people are like, oh, they just like each other.
Yeah.
It kind of just goes with our space.
It's more of an intrinsically, oh, that's, I really like hearing about that. That's cool, but not quite a let's make a video on it situation.
Yes. Like, I love Rocket League. We really enjoy seeing the growth of it, but I agree. FaZe Clan joining would be great. 100 Thieves, if they somehow join as well, all of a sudden you got...
If I was over at Psyonix, that'd be the dream team. That'd be the dream team right there.
I mean, yeah, not only for the skins, Epic Games doing great things with Rocket League ever since their buyout as well. There's so much... If they can get the right personalities and really start to shape that scene, this could be, to your point, the next step.
Infinite potential right here. And, you know, just to address real quick, just because we did get some outreach from FaZe Clan, they were a little concerned about the fact that Jake posted that that leak. And I just like to say, as a group, as a team, as an organization, our stance on that type of thing is once that information is public, once it's out there, once we're getting, like, DMs several people, like, sharing it with us, like, clearly it's super public. And it would at that stage be weird if we didn't discuss it. We get backlash from not talking about stories,
especially,
you know, once they're
posting.
Super out there. Yeah,
especially once I post, and then if I were to delete, then all of a sudden I'm the one that gets questioned.
Yeah, then we have to provide an explanation as to why would we do that. So there would need to be a legitimate reason that's not just because this isn't the ideal way the organization wanted that information out there.
It was a tricky boat we were in this past week.
Let me be super, super clear. I feel this is a really unfortunate week for FaZe Clan. I feel so sympathetic to them. This is a really unfortunate mistake for a team member to make. Unfortunately, it is entirely an in-house mistake for FaZe Clan. It's not on the fault of anybody else who shared that. That was something posted publicly. You know, it sucks. It happens. What's really the mark of how you handle this type of situation is how you roll with that and move forward, how you now address your new public announcement now that you got to make that.
And we will wait for the official one as well. Yes, we're going to talk about the story because it's out there. It's a huge name to be joining Rocket League. And again, to your point, could be the next step. And now we await FaZe Clan's official announcement as they plan to join Rocket League. Yeah, as per usual, you little listeners out there, you made it till the end. I hope you guys are all enjoyed the episode. It was yet again another little week over here at Esports Talk. Zan, you want to, as per usual, hit him with the outro?
You know, thank you so much. Pardon me, excuse me.
Thank you.
Little hiccup in the middle there. A human body is a nightmare. It really is.
Especially yours at times.
You just... Don't even let me get into that. Anyway, though, you know, once again, just we appreciate y'all. Thank you for tuning in, joining us for yet another week of fantastic esports and gaming news. We hope to see you back here next week. If you'd like to, you know, tune in on mobile, on a daily basis, let's say, you can find us over at the Prediction Esports Talk Show Network. That's PREEDICTION, Prediction, alongside of other fantastic, beautiful esports and gaming news podcast, news, discussions, opinions, and whatnot. Great platform. Aside from that, you can find our daily esports news content here on YouTube at Esports Talk. We're also at esportstalk.com. If you at any time want to reach out, you can find us on Twitter at @talk_esports, @esports_talk on Instagram. We're at Esports Talk on TikTok. We're going to standardize all that real soon. But let me just say, you know, crazy week, hectic week. I think next week's going to be even busier. And you know, a lot of...
Onwards and upwards.
Just wait.
All right, we'll catch you guys back here next week, all right, for the Esports Rewind podcast. Same time, same day, every single week. Until then, take care, gamers. We'll see you back here soon.
Been thinking about McDonald's all day. Can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.